This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Facing a fraught national moment, U.S. President Donald Trump was accepting his party's renomination on a massive White House South Lawn stage Thursday night, breaking with tradition by using the executive mansion as a political backdrop and defying pandemic guidelines to address a tightly packed, largely maskless crowd. Many in the crowd chanted four more years as Mr. Trump's daughter, Ivanka, before introducing him to speak, described why her father deserved to be reelected. Later, Mr. Trump said that he profoundly accepted his party's nomination. Then he went on to talk about the country's resolve, including how it will defeat the coronavirus pandemic. Meanwhile, President Trump's Democratic opponents are branding him a first-term failure, AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
Joe Biden's accusing him of rooting for violence amid racial unrest, telling MSNBC the president sees it as a political benefit. That's after White House advisor Kellyanne Conway suggested on Fox that the unrest in Wisconsin could help the president's reelection chances. In an afternoon speech, Biden running mate Kamala Harris focused on the president's missteps amid the coronavirus pandemic, saying he failed the most basic part of the job.
He failed to protect the American people.
Showing what she calls a reckless disregard for their well-being. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Threats from the remnants of Hurricane Laura are continuing hundreds of miles inland and well after nightfall. Forecasters have issued a string of tornado warnings for Mississippi and Arkansas, where Laura is now a tropical storm. No major damage has been reported from the twisters, but tornadoes can be particularly dangerous at night. The National Weather Service says Laura could dump as much as 7 inches of rain on Arkansas alone as it continues moving north away from Louisiana. This